Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
The story of Wilhelmer Stephenson is quite interesting. It comes up in FATA documentary, which I'll link again in the show notes. It's now free on Amazon Prime in the U.S. and a few other countries. So if you haven't watched it already, go watch it. But there was a piece in Atlas Obscura about Wilhelmer Stephenson, and he was an explorer, and he got trapped in the Arctic without sort of the normal supplies, and then ended up basically eating the local diet, which was fairly meat heavy, and not too much in terms of vegetation, because nothing really grows in the Arctic when it's frozen, which is a lot of the year. So there are plants that do grow there, but they're few and far between, and you probably not all that edible. So a lot of the natives in that part of the world, they tend to eat a lot of fish and a lot of meat products because that's what's available. And in the story of Wilhelmer Stephenson, it was more than 100 years ago at this point, but some of what he had to say was I felt better and eating all this stuff and it was just it seemed like a cool story if you're looking for an optimal diet. And I think, the way that we eat today looks nothing like the way people ate 100 years ago or thousands of years ago. And, all of these health issues that we all have now with, type 2 diabetes and so on is a lot of it just, I think, is all diet based. And, the diet has changed substantially in the last 100 years. And I have no doubt that some people do fairly well on a diet that maybe that incorporates more vegetation or all vegetation. I think even people that ate mostly vegetation still at times ate things that were better than that were not plants because there are just some nutrients you can't get. I think modern veganism wouldn't have been is only possible because of the discovery of exogenous vitamins that things that you can ingest that have vitamins that aren't food, right? That they can manufacture those. Of course, with what I'm hearing and seeing about drugs and the fact that there's potentially contaminants in a lot of things, things I've covered in previous podcasts, I'm kind of against the idea of consuming supplements or consuming medicine in most contexts, because you're not quite sure exactly what you're consuming. You certainly want to minimize it because at worst, the medicine might be doing nothing. At worst, it might be doing some additional stuff that you probably don't want. And given the lack of oversight on the manufacture of drugs and stuff, it just seems like it's a good idea to eliminate or avoid as many of those as possible. So, but anyway, links in the show notes for both of those things. I think there are many ways to eat correctly, and there's a lot of ways to do it incorrectly. And I think a lot of us, myself included at times, I eat things I probably shouldn't eat, that I'm still trying to figure it out. I think I've got things, at least I'm maintaining at the moment. But I think there's always room for improvement because there's always excess weight to lose. And again, still got to find the right mix and the right mix of things.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.